Healthcare.com. Paid for by the Consumer Healthcare Products Association.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal.
Want to vent about some really rude behavior you've encountered? Join me. I'm Marie Dubuque for Manners by Marie. Right here on Sundays at 3 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
A Garmin Nuvi Personal Navigator has a bright, easy-to-see touchscreen, easy-to-hear speaker, and most include lifetime map updates. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Hit the B square.
All right, 414 at the Big 550 KTRS. It is the large morning show in the afternoon on a Friday. Great to have you along. Bill Clevel in for Frank. And it is time now for Joe Hipperson and Hip On Entertainment. Joe's going to let you know what's going on around the St. Louis area this weekend. Let you know movies to see or things to do. And he's brought to you by the folks at Auric. Auric.com is the website. They have 7 locally owned and operated stores around the St. Louis area. Again, the website is Auric.com. And here he is, everybody, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
So.
Yes.
I went to, I bought the Muppets DVD on Tuesday. After
Come on. You were waiting in line. Monday night, you know you were waiting in line.
No, it was Tuesday. I'm patiently sitting on hold, waiting to go on the air, and Mr. Hipperson kept talking and continued to talk, and then I wasn't able to go on. But one of the things I heard during your report was that the Muppets DVD was out, so
did I not give love to you when I mentioned the Muppet DVD?
You did.
Yeah, I did, because I knew I was pushing out of your segment. I didn't care. I had no remorse that I was messing up your lifestyle or what you do. But I figured I might as well give a bit of love your way to remind everyone that Bill Clevelin is a Muppet fan. Yeah, and it's good stuff,
and
man.
And I bought it, and I watched it Tuesday night, just as good as it was in the movie theater.
All right.
Great movie.
In order to not derail the segment that I do any more than
too late for that.
It's true. It's a runaway train of derailments when we do Joe Hipperson's. Why do I have to refer to myself?
I know.
Third person.
Joe Hipperson likes being on the radio.
Yeah.
The Muppet DVD, the Blu-ray release, the DVD release.
I have it as well.
Okay. Very, very excited. I have not watched the film again. I've waited. Tonight I'm having an epic boys night with my son, so there's a good chance I'm going to break that one open. But I have already checked out all the special features on this thing. And I'm wondering, Bill, being the mega fan of the Muppets, have you done the same thing?
I just watched one of them, which was the... I don't know. It wasn't a very long one. It was only like the little 5-minute...
Was it the thing when they were going to do the table read?
No, I didn't see that.
What about the longest blooper reel in Muppet history?
Nope, didn't see that one.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I watched it late. It was like midnight when it was over, so I can watch it.
A true fan would go all the way.
You're probably right.
All right.
Hey, well, is this all that extra stuff, is that just on the Blu-ray, or is that on all the DVDs?
Most of the standard DVD releases of the Muppet movie that I saw do have all the special features in them, but the Blu-ray release I know has every mock trailer that they did. You guys seen those before?
No.
What's really cool about the way they did the marketing campaign of the Muppets, the original trailer for it only had Jason Segel and Amy Adams for like a minute and a half, and they made it look like The Notebook. They made it look like a really, whatever kind of love story. And the voice guy, because I was like, Jason Segel, Amy Adams, Kermit the Frog. And he stutters for a second, and then everything cuts, and Jason Segel looks at the camera and is like, wait, there's Muppets in this movie? And then it flips on itself, and it's a 45-second ending of all Muppet stuff. They did a Muppet trailer for the Muppet movie, just like The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. They did one as if it were Paranormal Activity 3. I mean, they took all the big trailers of that year, like Breaking Dawn, For the Twilight fans, they called it Breaking Prawn. So, you know, it became, you know, the girl with the frog tattoo. They do all that stuff. I tell you what, it is really funny, Bill.
All right.
So if you've got it, like Bill does, watch all the trailers in succession because they actually go as far as making a parody trailer of their own parody trailer. It's so inside, you know. I mean, you got to be a huge, big fan.
Do you remember, and they mentioned it, and I can't remember what the movie is, but I guess on one of the sound stages that they turned into the Muppet Theater, they had used that theater in another, like, big-time movie.
The Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera. Yes. That's right. That's,
you know,
right,
yeah. You would think somebody with a trivia show would know stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get away with having your own show on the weekends. I mean, it's not a big deal.
That's half the fun, because I don't know anything.
Yeah.
CRS.
The other half of the fun would be hypnotics. anyway, look, I did it. I haven't done that in the entire... So far in 2012, I haven't dropped one of those.
No.
Notice 2012, not 2012. I'm going to keep that real. This 2012 business, I'm over with it. 2012. Let it ride.
There you go.
The Muppet DVD. don't drop my hip expressions, man. I'm going to jump out if you do that. You know, I said that to somebody the other day. Now I'm going to jump out. They had no idea what I was talking about. If I said to you guys...
Leave?
Yeah, I'm going to jump out.
Okay.
Does that make sense? You think I can?
Sure.
I didn't know what it meant.
Can you make that up?
Thank you. Yeah, well, I think I did. I think I invented the idea of using jump and out together in a sentence, so I'm pretty stoked about that. Bill, there's also a table read, which is very funny.
That's what I heard.
That, where they're basically the Muppets are getting to their table read, and they have to... It's a lot of funny stuff. The documentary, though, on how they made the film... I was really hoping for a Nerdfest documentary where we actually spoke to the voice actors, or we get to see, man, how did they really pull off having a Muppet there? Where was the hand going where it was? They don't do it that way. They do it with like a wink to where it's more about interviewing the Muppets themselves, talking about getting back in the character. And, you know, they've got a Muppet that is their sound manager, and you see him going in the trailers or everything. So even the documentary is cool. If you're a big Muppet fan, it's like a secondary Muppet movie. It really is, because it's shot as if all the Muppets are really alive.
So you would have loved that Stuffed and Unstrung that came to town at the Two Hill a month or so ago.
Yeah, where it was more, that was where it was the son
I
of Henson,
that.
Right?
Man, it was neat. It was really cool. Yeah, Brian Henson, Jim Henson's son, created it, and then there was another guy, I can't remember his name, he used to be on The Ellen Show a long time ago, a pretty funny actor, and it's all improv. And so the audience got to throw out suggestions and things, and they do the performances with the Muppets right... Well, they're not called the Muppets, because Disney owns the Muppets, but same deal. And you see them interacting with the puppets and how they do it and how they have the monitors there. So they're not even looking at the crowd. They're looking down at the monitor. Man, it is really, really fascinating.
So they kind of break that fourth wall and they let you in, and then they play with it and you still buy into it. You have a good time.
Yeah, and they have the two giant big screens behind them so you can see the, you know, the Muppets without, you know, obviously their faces and the hands of the puppeteers.
Up their butts, right? And,
yeah, exactly.
Why do we have to go up the butt? Yeah. What is that about?
It's inferred.
The best, look, whenever an up the butt situation comes into play, it's always good to infer, but never detail. You know what I mean? It's a subtle, but
why
you
not
to,
go in through the back of the head? Why not? Why up the butt?
Well, why do you have to use the expression up the butt? I mean, I have tried to make sure that I say what needs to be said without really detailing the words. For example, when I was discussing earlier this week, the girl with the dragon tattoo, I was very, you know, I was out there and said, hey, it's very brutal. There is an extreme situation of forced activity that involves the back door.
Right.
You see, you put that out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
Do I ever say the words up the butt?
And Muppets
don't really
have butts.
Not really.
It's just an open piece of material.
Because if you put a butt on a Muppet, you understand that every coin has a head and a tail. So if you put the butt on the Muppet, you've got the tail, you need the head. You don't want that. No, there should never be a head on a Muppet. You know where I'm going with that, right?
Boy, do you feel stupid right
now.
Way to go, Ian. Last thing I'll say is that the reason I did hear, the reason that I don't do a documentary where they go, oh, well, this guy does the voice of this guy, and this person does the voice of that guy, is because Frank Oz, the brilliant Frank Oz, who is, of course, the voice of Miss Piggy and, you know, Fozzie Bear, and, I mean, he's got tons of voices. Yeah. He was adamantly against this Muppet film, and he did not say anything positive about it. He said it was a mistake, said that they were destroying the legacy, wanted nothing to do with it. We're talking about Frank Yoda Oz.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Totally disagree with that. Yeah, I thought they... I know people are probably tired of Muppet talk, but I will just say that I thought they did a great job, and I thought it was kind of true to the, you know, the way the Muppets used to be. All those stupid movies, like the Muppets in Space and all that crap, Those were horrible
yeah,
compared to this.
Yeah, that's more destroying than
yeah, yeah how does, absolutely.
How does he feel about this? Since
Frank Oz has his hand in my butt.
That was Yoda talking on set. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Back. Thank you.
Since this thing's been out.
It'd be my butt up his hand.
Crickets, Dan. Crickets. We haven't heard anything from Frank Oz now that the movie's dropped. Been a huge success.
Yep.
Won an Academy Award for Man and Muppet.
That's right.
Which, by the way, one of the coolest songs in any Muppet movie ever. I'm talking Rainbow Connection cool. That song, Man or Muppet.
Featured Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory.
I love him.
I swear to you, man, the best thing about Muppets is that when they do original songs, I love that they play perfectly into the scene. The kids get it. They understand what it means. But the adults watching it hear a totally different song, and they really know what it means. That's why I love this Muppet movie, which this would have been better, I guess, when I was derailing Bill and keeping him from doing a segment on Tuesday discussing a new release.
Here How's it feel?
How's what feel? To get derailed?
Yeah.
You really think that when I'm in here that you have any control over what I'm doing, Bill?
Wow.
So you might as well put me on
throne.
You know what? The way that I hijack you, you might as well put me on a watch list, my friend. That's all I'm saying. So I come in here, you know, I grab the reins. Bill, I love you.
Of course,
you
he does
you.
Get called your name two or three times.
It happens.
That's disturbing.
2 minutes, Mr. Cleveland, and then I start crying, and then Tina's got to be.
You're crying. How do you think I feel?
What? That he thinks I'm you or that you're me? what's wrong with that? I'm telling
somebody
you.
Did, I won't say who did it. Somebody in the hall a few weeks ago did that.
They called me in person.
Yeah, they said, "How you doing, Joe?" And then later they came in the studio to apologize.
Oh, man. Wow.
I'm really sorry.
You see, to the people out there listening in their cars, online, the millions that tune in, what Bill just did was stab me in the back with words, and I think that's low.
I'm trying to stab you in the front, but...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's...
Joe, go right ahead.
Thank you so much. Now, see, I'm waiting for Ian to be like, what, like up the butt?
Exactly. It was there.
So it's the Hip on Entertainment Weekend Report, which usually takes about 10 minutes, but since we derailed it with Muppet Talk, we're going to have to do it in about 30 seconds. As far as movies this weekend, there's really only one mega option, which would be either you go see it or you don't go see it. It would be The Hunger Games.
My daughter's in line for that right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you've got a tween or a pre-tween, you know, you got like anywhere in between like 11, I would say 11 and 15, 11 and 16, this is their movie. I don't think it has the Harry Potter potential as far as kid book to film, but it does have a huge, strong following. It is a good movie. It does feature Donald Sutherland, and it proves my theory that about 25 years ago, Donald Sutherland got the old man face, and it has not changed. It's like a wax sculpture. Donald Sutherland very much looks the way Kenny Rogers would if he hadn't ruined his entire life and done that thing where, you know, people pay a butcher to chop him up for self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Kenny Rogers should be just slapped with dead fish in the face for like 20 minutes straight. Seriously. And that face is just Donald Sutherland. Is the man. Hawkeye Pierce. I love Donald Sutherland. I really do. He does a good job in this movie, but it isn't his film, but he does do a good job. Woody Harrelson is he just steals every scene he's in this film. So that's
Jennifer. Is it Jennifer Lawrence? Is that her name?
I think that's how you pronounce it, Tina, right?
Yeah.
Good movie.
She's good looking.
Thanks. Bill is heterosexual, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he wants us to know. He likes girls. So my point is that Hunger Games is fun if you really like the book. If you've never read the book, I believe the first 45 minutes are very convoluted and very confusing, but more than likely, 90% of you have already read the book, and that's where you're going to go see the film. It's a good ride. It's fun. A very good first chapter of The Hunger Games. There's a chance that on my epic boys' night with my sons tonight, that my pre-tween 12-year-old son and I will drag our 6-year-old buddy, his brother, to go see The Hunger Games, possibly, and I might do a full-on viral web video review with my kid.
Oh.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, I've got to be a regular American parent and pimp my kids out, you know, in order to make
sure.
So is this like, do you think this is going to be Oscar material?
No.
No.
I don't think it's Oscar-worthy. If it were Oscar-worthy, they would have been patient. They would have done a better viral campaign, and we would see a release between September and November. This is a summer movie. It's more for popcorn and not so much for awards.
It sounds more like a Twilight-type series thing.
Right.
Instead of Harry Potter.
Exactly. And they're going more towards that. They're gearing it for the tweens to really dig it. Harry Potter already had a built-in kid audience. They were trying to sell it, in my humble opinion, to the adults, and they did a great job because as the series went on, it aged very, very well. Couple options for you this weekend outside of going to see the Hunger Games. If you want to go see a concert, but tonight we've got the Many Colored Death on stage at Lemons. Yes. That should be a very positive show. Relentless Approach over at Eleandor. Broadway Oyster Bar has Dash Rip Rock, the Peter Mayer group over at Blueberry Hill.
I love that.
The Crack Fox tonight is where you can see Antique Scream. Dreadnought is over at Cicero's. If you're a fan of the blues, then at the Atomic Cowboy, we got the Bottoms Up Blues Gang. Love the name of this band. Every time I say it, I just smile. Super fun. Yeah, yeah, Rocket Ship will be playing tonight. They're playing at the Heavy Anchor with another group called Spastic Plastic. Saturday night over at Lemons, the Leftovers are on stage. Peach is at Blueberry Hill. Boom Chick and the Volcanoes over at the Heavy Anchor. Fight, Fight, Fight playing at Cicero's. And Mr. Henry Rollins will be at the Pageant Saturday night. However...
And there's always a however in life.
Black Flag, Henry Rollins, old school punk. The guy could basically rip you apart with one finger. It's not a concert. This is more of the Henry Rollins spoken word on stage. And he does a great job of telling stories, pointing out what he hates about dumb Americans, what he hates about society, putting in a couple of anecdotes here and there to make you laugh. He has been guilty. I'm just letting you know. He's been guilty of recycling some material. So if you've got a couple of the albums of Henry Rollins doing spoken word, you might see a couple of leftovers on stage with Henry Rollins.
He's entertaining.
He is entertaining.
Yes.
Best movie Henry Rollins was ever in, as far as Henry Rollins, is a movie that nobody's ever seen, starring Charlie Sheen. It's called The Chase. Really good, fun stuff. The Chase with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, I think I've seen that. He's on the run,
he's the
right?
cop, and
yes.
he is the cop.
Yes.
And the cadavers fall out of the truck, and there's dead bodies everywhere. It is a fun, funny movie that no one's ever seen. It's like that great flick that you didn't even know existed. I will say, though, the greatest movie that he's featured in is Heat. People forget Henry Rollins was in Heat, the bodyguard of the guy that gets whacked by Al Pacino. Or no, De Niro. I'm too many spoilers. Hey, if you want to see Sting on June 5th, he's coming to the Fabulous Fox. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. for Sting. Bill, how am I doing here? Have I hijacked too much? You got to give me an indication here. Instead of just, don't look at me like that.
It's yours,
you'll
buddy.
You'll get me so
this
cross.
This time is yours.
You know, he looks at me. He makes that squint. He looks like Ernie. You know, he looks like Bert. You know, from Bert and Ernie. He does this thing where he gives me this like evil Bert look.
Well, we're not like that, you know, like this 2 minute thing or anything.
I like the free flow on Fridays.
Yeah.
I'll free flow my Friday,
you
man.
You got 10 seconds.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
All right. Well, in 10 seconds, I just wanted to let you know how much I respect you and appreciate you as a fellow broadcaster. And I still am waiting for the day that someone
Time's up.
You know, one day a light ball is going to pop up and say, wait, Joe Hipperson, Bill Cleveland teamed up on a radio show. Hey, that's Morning Drive, baby.
I hear it.
Okay. In Utah, in the middle of nowhere, doing crop reports at 4 a.m. If you want a good laugh this weekend, you can go to the Funny Bone because they've got Roy Wood Jr. Do you like bad girls, Bill? You like bad girls?
Do I?
Come on,
no,
man.
He does not like bad girls.
You like Betty Crocker, don't you? You like Betty Crocker. You like Betty Crocker.
Yeah. Librarians.
If you like bad girls, then you'll love wicked girls, man. There's nothing bad about a wicked girl if you pick up what I am putting down, my friends. And you might enjoy Wicked Divas. Wicked Divas is going to make a stop at the Powell Hall that's going down this Sunday, March 25th, Sunday at 3 p.m. What you're going to be seeing is a huge ensemble of a lot of your favorite songs from Wicked. So, if you're a theater person, you liked a couple of the songs in Wicked. These are the ones that really spotlight that crazy, wicked, evil, bad girl persona. They're also going to throw in a couple of songs from the Broadway hits Chicago, My Fair Lady, and The Phantom of the Opera. Tickets are $35 to $65. It is at, again, Powell Hall, Sunday, 3 p.m. If you go to stlsymphony.org, get all the information. But you will have to dip into your bank again, $35, $65 to get in for that one. You can enjoy some wicked, wild fun with some naughty girls.
I have seen Wicked. I thought that's one that I would absolutely hate. It wasn't bad.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not saying it's great, but it's fun. And last but not least.
Oh, boy.
Why do you got to do that?
Oh, boy. Here he goes. He's going to say again we should be friends. Joe's going to say that we should be doing a radio show together.
He's so insecure, isn't he?
I'm not insecure. I'm extremely confident. I didn't know if you know this, but I'm the man. I'm the balls, Bill. I'm it on a stick. That's all I'm saying. All right. This year, we have the 2012 Tacky Ball. All right. Now, the Tacky Ball is to benefit pets. It's all about the love that people have for their dogs, their cats, the man's best friend, women's best friend, whatever. Look, I got a thing with cats. They got the eyes of snakes. Just a thing. Just my own thing. I got to get over. The 2012 Tacky Ball is going to go down this Saturday, March 24th, starting at 6:30. It's going to be at the St. Louis Hyatt Regency, which is on, which is at the riverfront on Chestnut Street. So Saturday, the 24th, 6:30 p.m., you can go to the Tacky Ball. What the heck is the Tacky Ball? It's very simple. You dress up, you wear a tuxedo, you wine and dine, you rub elbows, you have some really good overpriced cocktails, and every dime is going to go towards benefiting pets. The pet group is Support Dogs, Inc. So you got all your brothers and sisters at Support Dogs, Inc. taking your hard-earned dollars to put it towards the people or things or objects, with animals that you love the most. So Tacky Ball, get dressed up, look really cool, and impress yourselves with the way you dress yourselves. Yeah, I like that. Ooh, yo, dress nice. Yourself. Yeah, I'm just going to freestyle. Impress yourselves the way you dress yourselves. I'm going to, wiggity whack. I got nothing. Hey, there you go. That's why I don't freestyle. I'm out. Talk to you guys next week. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Mr. Hipperson.
All right, thank you very much. Bill, I have always and will always love you.
I think I just puked a little.
There we go.
It's Joe Hipperson, brought to you by Oric. Oric with 7 locations around the St. Louis area and online at oric.com. All right. And from Joe Hipperson, we go to Mr. John Londoff. John, how are you? Happy Friday.
I don't know if I like following Joe Hipperson.
Well, I wouldn't have said that.
Well, you're more mellow. You're more of a mellow spot.
He's very energetic and a passionate
guy. Energy.
A little bit of a segue there.
Very funny. And let's see, on the Mondays, who am I following?
You follow Jose.
Jose.
Our tech guy.
Yeah, everyone gets all fired up about technical stuff, and then they get to talk to the car guy.
Oh, they talk about... Well, then you can talk about your website, then. Londoff.com, and...
Okay, and send
people,
do that.
Yeah, on Mondays, you can send people to the website.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. And Mary Beth Tedesack.
You mean send them to the website? I mean, they just go online.
Okay, go online.
Not online. You know, I mean, send them. That's like sending them somewhere.
Well, I feel like we should start this over because this is awful.
Yeah.
Hey, John, welcome to the show. How you doing this afternoon? Happy Friday.
Who is this? How are you doing, Bill?
Great. Happy to be here. Been enjoying the nice warm weather the last few days. Today's kind of a little cooler, but...
Well, say hi to some great customers of ours, AM and the PM, Josh and Sarah.
Hello, Josh and Sarah. How you doing?
Doing all right.
You said Sarah wrong, Bill.
What did I say?
Say it like John. John, say it again.
Sarah. Sarah's dad, Dave Belter, works with me. We're teammates. He's one of the greatest technicians in the world, and he just happens to be here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet helping guide one of the greatest group of service technicians in the land.
Nice.
Right, Sarah?
Always.
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Sarah.
That's Tina. Say hi, Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Sarah.
Josh, quiet. Find another car from us, but it's a great day. Dan just asked. We do not have any storms out here in Florissant. It's rained a little bit. And, you know, it's springtime. It's a little earlier, though, for all this rain and storms, but it doesn't stop people from coming out and buying cars.
No.
It's exciting. I mean, it's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. It is very exciting.
See, thank you. That's great. Thanks. Thanks,
welcome.
Tina.
You're
oh,
welcome.
My God.
I know. It's like pulling teeth.
Yeah. Anyone watching any basketball games?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself a big sports fan? An average sports fan, or just not a sports fan much at all?
I'm an average sports fan, but during the month of March, I get very excited. I really, really like the NCAA tournament.
March Madness.
Yes, indeed.
Are you into college basketball, John?
I love sports.
Any sports.
Love sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and I have, we're going out to dinner with some friends, and one guy, Luke Shoemaker, who played on our fantasy hockey team. He's from Michigan, and he helps run ADP here in St. Louis. And he and his lovely wife, Stephanie, and my sister-in-law, Kitty Harrison, our director of marketing, and her husband, Craig Harrison. Craig just said, you must not be a big sports fan that I think you are when you want to go out to dinner on a Saturday night, on a Friday night, when there's basketball on.
Yeah.
I mean, can't you, like, you know, TiVo, the basketball games, and watch them?
Oh, I can't stand that.
It's tough. But yeah, I have a hard time watching sports not
recorded.
Live.
Yeah, I have to watch it
really?
Live.
Yeah, you have to avoid every
You know, you can watch a hockey game
outlet.
In about 45 minutes. Because I advertise on the hockey game, so I got to watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
watch
you can zip right
live.
Through it.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, but I mean, if you log on to Facebook, somebody could text you the score, you see it on the news. That's difficult to watch it on pre-taped. A recorded sports thing.
It is. So, anything exciting going on?
No, not much today.
No. Nice and quiet.
No, yeah, it is kind of a laid back day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's get it fired up. Let's get going.
All right.
What do you want to do?
Start us off.
Let's talk about Chevys. Well, you know what? We sold so many cars and trucks, new and pre-owned, but especially new. So, what happens? Chevy sends us. Probably really more than we need right now. We have probably well over 100 Malibus in stock, about 150 Chevy Cruises in stock and incoming, over 200-plus Silverado pickup trucks, 35-plus 40 Equinox, about 30 Sonics.
What's an Equinox go for these days?
21.5.
Okay.
That's 2012.
Good. And what's the mileage that gets? It's pretty good, isn't it?
32.
Wow.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'm glad you all are sitting down. I didn't hear anyone fall. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes.
It's really good.
We've learned, to sit down.
Yeah, when you start giving prices and start talking about Chevys, we sit down.
You think I could fit a kayak in there?
You could fit one on top. You know, the seats do fold down. I mean, you're just going to drive by yourself, or are you going to take somebody with you, and then you have a kayak?
I'm not sure. Well, if I had two, I'd have to put them outside or have them hang out the back. Does that open up?
There's only one way we can find out.
Yeah.
After we'll bring one out to the house on Monday, and let's see if it fits in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a customer tell me one time, he goes, you know what? He ordered a truck. It came in. Nice guy. And he goes, it won't fit in my garage. I said, what do you mean it won't fit in your garage? He goes, I can't buy it. So I said, well, what if we drive it to your house with the salesman and we see if he goes, I'm just telling you. I said, here, I'll bet you $100.
Wow.
And it fit in. It fit in. It fit, the salesman told me, by about really 6 inches.
Ooh. Nice. Did you add the $100 to the price of the truck?
No, I didn't. I didn't charge him.
What a guy.
Oh.
Yeah, I told him to give it to his favorite charity or something like that.
I think a kayak would fit in the back of an Equinox.
Okay.
I think it would.
And a bike.
I think we're selling an Equinox right now to Tina.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She's very
excited. That's something to get excited about.
Does it come with a hitch?
It doesn't come with one, but we can install one, yes.
Okay. All right, just checking on
things. For you, Tina.
Anything else you want to know, Tina?
Wow.
Yeah. Tina, unbelievable.
Well, I'm
this is how it happens right
you
here.
You still doing that extra trade-in value thing?
Yes, of course. The over $4,000 more than anyone else will give you for your vehicle. It's a great day. We've already, I'm going to say, 9 or 10 pre-owned vehicles. And what is it? 440.
Nice.
That's great. Mark Thornton and his team, superstars here at General Love Chevrolet. Well over 200-plus pre-owned vehicles in stock. So, are we begging? Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Come in and see us here in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. Mayor Tom Schneider and the great folks of Florissant at the intersection of Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. I'll give you a few more prices. Chevy Cruze, because you're sitting down, right?
Yes.
Right.
Everybody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You holding hands?
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
$16,900 for a Chevy Cruze. $16,900 for a Chevy Cruze.
Wow.
Right? $17,900 Chevy Malibu.
Good thing we're sitting down.
Good thing you're sitting down. We already talked about the Equinox for $21,500. $9,000 off Chevy Silverado pickup trucks.
Wow.
You like that voice?
Yeah, that was cool. Yes.
Sarah, what did you think about that voice?
It was all right.
So can you say, let's get ready to rumble in that voice?
No, that's copyrighted. Yeah, you can't.
Oh, you can't say
it? Yeah. Way to go,
Tina. Well, so is March Madness.
Well, just say, let's get ready.
Let's get ready
let's
to deal.
Let's get ready.
And then say, two.
Let's get ready to deal! I cannot believe I just did that.
That was awesome.
I swear to God, I have not had a beer yet today. But you know what the phone number is here?
837-1800.
314-837-1800.
Yeah. Or 24/7 online at Londoff.com. Marybeth Tedesek.
Wow.
And her
Tina.
Crew.
Boy. I love you, Tina. You're unbelievable.
I don't know if we're going to need you anymore, John. Yeah. I've got Tina here.
Does that mean that, like, when the invoice comes in for this, I don't have to pay it?
Well, no, I don't know about that.
You better take that out with someone else.
Yeah.
Well, Mimi L and Timmy are driving back from Nashville. They went to see Big H, as we call him, Harry Londoff at Vanderbilt. So drive safe, Memers. We'll see you in a little bit, because you know she's listening.
Yes, she is. Always.
Always. I got to tell you, you guys are so exciting to talk to today.
Oh, thanks, John.
I mean, come on.
You're fired up now for the weekend.
Get a little five-hour energy drinks in there and pass them around or something.
No kidding. That sounds like a good idea.
Hey, we're open late tonight, and we are open all day tomorrow. Service at 7 and sales at 8 and till 6 o'clock or later tomorrow and until 9:30 this evening. Please come and see us, say hello, and love the AM and the PM customers. We'll take great, great, great care of them.
All right.
Okie dokie.
Thank you, John.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye, bye Sarah.
Bye, Josh and Sarah.
Josh. Bye, Sarah.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right. He's right. It's kind of just one of those, like, we all should be taking a nap today.
It's
the
rain.
I don't know what the deal is.
It's the negative ions in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, negative ions.
Oh, my goodness. Let's break, shall we? We'll come back. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Gina. Well, we have Highway 40 shut down eastbound at Highway 94 due to that earlier crash, and traffic is backed up. Pretty good distance there. We do have trouble on westbound 71st. You're slow from 170 through Cypress. You've got another slow pocket from... it's actually stop and go because of an accident after the Blanchette Bridge that has the right lane blocked. So from the Rock Road to the Blanchette Bridge, heavy again from Cave Springs through K. And then we had a caller call in and said that on westbound 70 out in the Warrenton area, long, slow traffic there. And I believe this is probably due to some of the storms that are in the area. Southbound 170, stop and go, Olive through 40. Eastbound 270, that's jamming up approaching McDonald through New Florissant. And southbound 270, stop and go from Dorset down through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by Advil PM. Make the switch to Advil PM. Take action, take Advil PM. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The best part of my remodeled kitchen? My new Marvin windows. Easy to operate and keep clean, and no more drafts.
I had to replace some windows, but I have an older home with a unique style, so the new windows had to fit and match. Done and done. Thanks, Marvin.
Marvin windows and doors mean more to the people that choose them, because they do more for their homes than any other window. Marvin's unmatched craftsmanship, durability, and energy efficiency all add up to an exceptional value.
My new Marvin patio doors made this the new favorite room. And they didn't just open up our living space. They helped lower our utility bills.
Marvin Windows and Doors has a virtually unlimited selection of styles and options. Your local Marvin dealer will help you find the perfect solution for your next remodeling or replacement project.
Call Fisher Window and Door in Brentwood at 314-647-5000. That's 314-647-5000. And find the perfect solution for your project. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Click on your imagination for just a minute. What if your boring backyard or plain patio were transformed into an outdoor entertainment paradise? At KLC Landscaping, your wish is their command. KLC is number one in St. Louis when it comes to retaining walls. They can rip out those old railroad ties and rebuild gorgeous new landscaping, garden, and sitting walls. How about a spectacular new outdoor kitchen or bar? Blow your family and friends away for a lot less than you might think. Call KLC Landscaping owner Jake Kessner right now at 314-458-5296. That's 314-458-5296. From retaining walls to outdoor kitchens and bars, and every landscaping project in between, when you want the job done right, at a price you can afford, with a name you can trust, then you want KLC Landscaping. Call now at 314-458-5296. That's 314-458-5296.
If you're in the market for new flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, you want the best deal. You could go to the big store with a big overhead and fall for their so-called big sale that happens to be loaded with hidden costs, or you could call a small family business that completely outperforms the big box stores, Kelly's Flooring. Kelly's carries all the big names plus a few lesser-known flooring products. Not only do they have what you want, but they can also offer it to you for a lot less. Their overhead is a tiny fraction of the big stores. They cut out the middleman by purchasing directly from the mills. More flooring options, better prices, sounds good so far, right? Well, there's one more thing that most people don't consider, installation. At Kelly's Flooring, their veteran installers show up on time, look presentable, and do excellent work. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Call Kelly's Flooring, 636-677-5555. or visit online at kellysflooring.com. Demand the best. Kelly's Floor.
Hey, Eddie, I hear people say all the time that your restaurant is the best restaurant on the Illinois side.
Well, I like to think that your restaurant is the best on the Missouri side.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but they keep saying yours is the best on the Illinois side.
I think yours is better.
Whose is the best, Eddie? Yours or mine?
I think it's yours.
There's no doubt about it. So you're saying that my restaurant's the best, and I'm saying that yours is the best?
I think that's what we're saying.
Well, then I'm agreeing with
you. So now I'm finally right?
No, not really. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air or go to FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
Step on stage and take your best shot for your piece of $30,000 in Royal Free Play at Casino Queen. It's the CQ Punch Out. Casino Queen is giving you the opportunity to punch your way to big prizes on Friday, March 30th. Two winners will be selected every 15 minutes from 5 to 11 p.m. Earn entries beginning March 1st and then punch out for big prizes on March 30th, only at
Casino Queen.
See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your last chance to take thousands off MSRP at West County Nissan. Maximus, $8,500 off or $239 per month. Muranos, $8,500 off or $259 per month. Plus, take $5,500 off Altimas or $149 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in stock units only. 39-month lease, TTNL included. 12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95 down.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. The St. Louis Real Estate Show. Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Good song.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of the rest of my life?
Not doing push-ups. Sit-ups.
Hey, I did sit-ups last night for like the first time in 6 months. I got out the little weights and everything, and
what?
It's time.
You can see your sleeves are tight.
It's time. Yeah, sure you can. Yeah. That's because I left his shirt in the dryer a little too long. No. I started doing the sit-ups and.
You're getting a little heavy, Bill.
It's time.
I don't want to say anything.
It's time to tone up, man. It's summertime.
Gonna put the Speedo on?
Maybe.
Woo!
Maybe. You're playing Paul Simon. I saw Simon and Garfunkel in concert like 10 years ago. They were in town. And it was a good show. It was a really good show. And the opening act, I didn't even know they were still alive, the Everly Brothers. Remember the Everly Brothers? Like from the 50s?
I think one of them is.
Yeah, well, it's just two. It's just two guys. It's Don and Phil Everly.
Yeah,
there's your trivia
died,
right there. And, man, what a great show, the Everly Brothers. Not the other, Simon and Garfunkel. And then he was in town not too long ago, solo.
Paul Simon.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his solo stuff, really.
I like both
them together, though. They were great.
Art Garfunkel looked like Larry Fine to me.
And what is he up to?
Art Garfunkel? I don't know.
Is he doing shampoo ads or something? I can't remember. Nothing, probably. So this is kind of cool. I'm a Disney fan. You guys are probably Disney fans. One of Walt Disney's. That's right. I just called him Alt. One of Alt Disney's oldest drawings is now seeing the light of day after being tucked away for nearly 40 years. I had no idea about this until I read this today. There's a rough 1928 image of what was the predecessor to Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, which is the wacky predecessor to Mickey Mouse, was brought out of the Walt Disney Company's archives this week and showcased at an event.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
I wonder what that would go for, like at an auction or something like that.
The mischievous. What's going on?
Mischievous.
No, I kind of like it the other way. Oswald was co-created by Disney before Mickey, but he was lost in a 1928 contract dispute with Universal Studios. He hopped back to Disney, they say, in 2006, but I haven't seen. Have you seen any movies with Oswald? I haven't even heard of it.
Yeah. The only Oswald I know is an octopus on Nickelodeon.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And there was Oswald on
Was the Oswald that
with Whatchamajigger? You know, the guy.
No, I'm gonna need more than Whatchamajigger.
The guy who does The Price is Right now.
Bob Barker. Oh, no. Drew Carey?
Drew Carey. Yeah, on the Drew Carey show. There was
it was the Oswald that shot JFK, wasn't it, Oswald?
That was Lee Harvey.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
That was his last name, not his first name.
Oh, well, I did what I could. So that's pretty cool. 1928 image of that unveiled. And I guess they're going to be unveiling a lot of his old stuff. Man, can you imagine if he were still alive today to see all of the stuff?
Yeah.
Man, all of the things. And I'm actually going to be in the Orlando, Florida area at some point. I may have to make a trip because I haven't been there since I was, you know, pretty young to go to Disney World to see all the stuff. I don't know that I need to spend the whole day there, but just to go and see the one thing I do remember.
You gotta find I think somewhere online there's like the secret things to see in Disney World, and you should go look for that. Just find some of the off the beaten track stuff.
Yeah.
The one thing that I do remember from when I was there. And still, I thought it was really cool. We're just all the flowers and stuff. I mean, just the way they decorate that place. I mean, I just, you know, I'm not Mr.
Wasn't that in front of the train? That was all flowers, wasn't it? Yeah, Disney World, logo or whatever?
Yeah, and they had, I guess it was it Mickey's face out of flowers and stuff? I mean, it was just beautiful. But all right, we have to break again?
I think so.
So many breaks, so little time. We'll come back. After 5, though, we'll have our trivia today, Seinfeld trivia. And by the way, somebody came in the studio and said that Steve Cochran did Seinfeld trivia today, too. Now I look like a thief.
Steve What's-His-Face.
Sorry, I had a meltdown there.
That wasn't very nice.
They said he had Seinfeld trivia earlier today, so now I look like a big thief, but I swear, I promise.
I think he's stealing your gig. We always do trivia.
Well you guys sound alike, too.
Somebody told
him. So people say.
Oh, maybe that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they'll probably hear our Seinfeld and think it's a rerun from this morning. It's probably what'll happen.
All Carl has some information about Oswald.
Oh, okay. Okay. Carl, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bill. I'm AM in the PM, by the way. Hallelujah.
Carl, I got 1 minute for you. Go ahead.
Well, back in 2006, when Disney got the rights to Oswald back, they issued a limited edition statuette.
Uh-huh.
And they actually created Oswald and put him out in the statuette in limited numbers. And it sold for $39.99, but now they're going for over $250 now.
Hey.
I've actually seen Oswald in town.
Do you have one? Do you have one of your own? Oh, Carl.
Yeah.
Do you have one of these?
I did. I actually sold it on eBay for $250.
Take the cash. That's what I say. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Carl. How about that?
Wow. Hey.
We'll come back in a few. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oakland e-traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hey, Tim.
Hey, why don't you let Bill introduce me? Tim, what's his name? With traffic.
Yeah, Tim.
I was going to, but I couldn't remember your first name either.
Goodwood.
Okay.
Hey, we just got a report of an accident. Now it's on southbound 270 before Highway 40 that's got the left lane blocked. They're still working with an accident westbound 70 after the Blanchette Bridge. Also, looks like they still have eastbound 40 shut down near Highway 94, and that's due to a crash there. Eastbound 40 is slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have northbound 55 in that right lane, heavy from Park to the Poplar. And if you're traveling on westbound 40, it's the usual slowdown approaching Kings Highway through McCausland, from Lindbergh out through Mason, and then some slow pockets from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. And this report's brought to you by Advil PM. Make the switch to Advil PM. Take action. Take Advil PM. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Your label's fresh.
The Big 550.
Really?
KTRS.
Like that?
Thank you. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
If you're an adult who's dreaming of learning to play the piano, there are a few expenses involved. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music, and buying a piano is only part of learning to play the piano. You can buy an older piano from a friend or online for $300 or $400, pay Lacefield Music $200 to move it for you, then pay approximately $100 to have it tuned or even more if it needs repair. So before you start piano lessons, you can have quite a bit of money tied up in an old piano that will probably never be very good. Now it's time for piano lessons to learn how to play. Today, the average cost of a piano lesson is $20 a half hour. This adds up to about $90 a month. But here's a great alternative. Buy your piano from Lacefield Music and receive unlimited free adult piano classes forever. You can own a brand new piano with payments less than $65 a month. You're going to have a payment. Why make that payment be for piano lessons on an old piano? Buy a new piano from Lacefield Music and enjoy your new hobby on a new piano with your unlimited free piano classes.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2160. Or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Call AccuQuote. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. Find out how much you can save. Call AccuQuote now for your free quote right over the phone. 800-654-2071. That's 800-654-2071.
Right now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint starts at a new lower price of $29.38 a gallon. Its lowest price ever. It's paint and primer in one, so it takes fewer coats and less time to cover any old color with any new color. It's the perfect time to break out the rollers because Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint now starts at just $29.38. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
KTRS St. Louis. The Big 550 and KTRS.com. The talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Concern and outrage spreading nationally, even among leaders.